Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, isn't it refreshing?
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Murray steps back.
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus. Plus
minus. Hey everybody, welcome to a semi-emergency, I don't know, building emergency, proto-emergency episode of Warriors plus minus. I am Tim Kawakami. I am here with my guy, Nick Friedell. We may or may not have Marcus Thompson on at the end. Just consider it a little bonus if we get him at the end. He is tied up with some scheduling issues, but we got some things to talk about, Nick. So whether we get Marcus on or not, let's talk about him. Yesterday had the Draymond Green is opting out of his contract, which certainly triggered a lot of interesting discussion about what that could mean or what it does mean. And today, with a 24 hours later, we get LeBron James announcing that he is leaving the Lakers but continuing to play. We just don't know where, which all thoughts, of course, of the Warriors Plus Minus podcast have to think about. Well, maybe it's for the Warriors. Nick, just give me your first reaction to LeBron James announcing that he will continue playing but will not be for the Lakers.
Tim, the first thing I thought as soon as Draymond opted out was he's got to know something. Mm-hmm. And that is a very easy dot to connect for anybody who has followed this, who knows the relationship that those two have developed through time. As soon as that happened, you kind of went, oh, okay. Yeah, I think initially, and you and I have talked about this for weeks, there were two parts of this. It felt like, at least across the league, that pretty much everybody thought, all right, well, there's going to be all this talk leading up to this, but LeBron's going to end up back in L.A. And then the second part, and I'm sure we'll get into this more as time goes on, but it was, would LeBron really take $15 million, at least in this case from the Warriors, to make this kind of reunion happen? As soon as Draymond made his choice, though, everything started to kind of look like, this feels like there's more of a chance here. So Draymond set the tone for all this. He's the one that got everything kind of in motion. And now we're sitting here waiting to see where he would go. But Tim, if he wants to be happy and be in some kind of best case at the end of his career, it would be tough to top getting coached by Steve Kerr, who he has the relationship with from Team USA, being with Steph Curry, and being with Draymond Green.
Yeah, there's three points to that. Is you mentioned the $15 million that the max that the Warriors could offer him. It's the max anybody, basically, who would be interested in LeBron, or that LeBron could be interested in him, could offer. That's why the Lakers thing was so serious. Like, they could offer him 52, 55, whatever, all, you know, any number up to that. And that was going to top by far what everyone else can. If he's not going to be with the Lakers, though, it's basically 15. So that's everybody. And there's some teams on this list that might be interested in him who can't pay him 15.
Cleveland.
Like, you know, they'll have to do a lot of maneuvering to even be able to do that. And then they'd still be jammed up against a lot of apron issues. So the Warriors are in this market. They're like right there at the top of the number, even though it seems like a low number, 15. Secondly, Draymond's agent is LeBron James's agent. So clearly there's knowledge there. There's information there. I don't know if it's intent. We'll see if Draymond is purposely going to take just enough less in order to make sure LeBron can get the 15, because Draymond, let's put it, has to drop down. He could not have opted in to 27.6 and allowed the Warriors to be qualified to use the $15 million non-taxpayer. It's a lot of stuff here, but Draymond opting out and taking less, which he definitely is going to do. He's going to re-sign with the Warriors. I don't think there's much doubt about that, but it was a sign that there's some maneuvering going on to get the Warriors eligible for the 15, and that's what they would be able to offer LeBron James. Yeah, I mean, it's all kinds of signs, Nick Friedell, signs that we've been reading for weeks, if not months, but the process is happening. Does not mean anything is guaranteed, but the process is happening. Anything new, Nick, that you've heard? Anything like today inclination from the Warriors or around the league about what this all means?
I think there is a renewed sense of almost excitement from the rank and file people in the organization. Like, oh my, okay, this actually might come down. And
you talk to rank and file people, Nick?
Those are my people, the rank and file people. But I would tell you, as has been the case, at least in my experience around this team, and you've done it a lot longer than I have, you and Marcus, but when something feels like it's getting closer, that's when everybody kind of gets a lot tighter. And we're to that point where the messaging is not coming out the same way that it might with other scenarios. So it certainly looks, as we sit here on Tuesday afternoon, like this is leading towards this pairing of LeBron and Steph, but there are so many different layers to this. And the thing that caught me a little bit by surprise, Tim, in the context of this conversation was the inclusion of Anthony Davis's name, at least in the speculation part, the last couple days, because that has never been a guy that I thought would ultimately land with the Warriors. And I think the biggest question I have, and certainly I'm seeing it on social media and in talking to fans in the last 24 hours, it's would LeBron come here on his own if Anthony Davis weren't part of that package? What do you think there?
I think he would. I mean, I think the Warriors' point is that's the way it's going to go. Mm-hmm. And we'll see. But, you know, at some point, it's like if that's going to make the team worse, which it potentially could, why would LeBron force that on an incoming? I could see it as a play. I'd say, hey, well, I would like you to do this. But all things being equal, I don't know that the Warriors need to do that to get LeBron. No. I'll put it that way. And I don't think they're approaching that way. And the one clarifying thing I got was that they were not told that LeBron signing with them is contingent on acquiring Anthony Davis. I got a whole bunch of, well, you know, interesting. You know, it's like one of those things. But it wasn't absolutely yes, we're doing this, or absolutely no, we're not. It was just like, oh, really? Okay. You know, I don't think maybe it was pressure by Rich Paul, who obviously represents also Anthony Davis, and Draymond Green and LeBron James. But it was indirect pressure, if it was anything. It wasn't like you have to, like that was made, well, I don't know if it was made clear to me. A lot of things were, who knows? I think there's some wiggle room all over the place here. But it was not like this is what you must do. You must go trade Jimmy Butler for Anthony Davis or we don't consider you. And I think that's been pretty clear, so that LeBron then decides to announce that he's leaving the Lakers. He didn't have to do that today, right? Now, he could have continued to put more pressure on the Warriors or anyone else by having the Lakers remain an option going into today or tomorrow or the next day. And he's taking them off the table. So if you're a team that's like the weighing whether or not you should do a trade you don't want to do, I don't think you have to do it. I'll put it that way. Right. And maybe like they, if they meet with LeBron today or tomorrow or whenever, and maybe Rich Paul or LeBron says, hey, it would really help if you trade for Anthony Davis. And maybe there's a thought there, but I have not heard that that is foremost, second most, third most, 10th most on the Warriors' minds in the LeBron way. They're just waiting for LeBron to make a decision. I mean, and it'll be, I'm sure there will be some sort of pitch. There will be some sort of discussion, but I think Draymond's kind of been having that discussion this whole time. It's like no mysteries there.
Draymond is the secret weapon in this, it seems, for sure.
Yeah, and by the way, Draymond, I got to go back 10 years ago because it's so familiar. It's different, but it's familiar feelings to their chase of Kevin Durant. Draymond famously was out in front on that one. You know, very different players, like ages wise, but the same guys, Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Steve Kerr, Joe Lacob, like those four remain the same. LeBron is 41. He's not like 28 when like Durant was, but this is a team that is used to these kind of chases. It's used to being in these conversations. It's used to chasing the biggest fish available. And for them, you know, LeBron James for 15 million is like a free acquisition. Like it's free. So that is the big enticement. So that's why the Anthony Davis part, which I think is definitely kind of pushed to the side now, even ESPN, your former employer, is kind of off of it a little bit after really pushing. And that's understand. I'm not ripping anybody, but it was really at the forefront yesterday.
No.
Not so much at the forefront. The Porzingis signing, I think, just logically intrudes on that. Like, you're going to have Anthony Davis and Kristaps Porzingis and Al Horford and Draymond Green, a lot of money.
And Yaxel now.
And Yaxel, a lot of money and a lot of crickety old players. So, you know, they're already old now. I don't know if they want – and then they'd have to extend Anthony Davis. Only so, that's why Rich Paul would want him moved, right, is to get the extension. So I think that's kind of to the side. Now, I'm not saying it's impossible that LeBron says, okay, then I'm going to go to Cleveland, because even I'm not going to make Cleveland trade for Anthony Davis, but – I'm just going to go to Cleveland if you're not getting Anthony Davis. Okay, then what do the Warriors do? I don't know. I don't think they think it's going to get to that, though, Nick, is what I sense. That they don't think – they're not in the place of they're going to be clutch junior here. Like, I just don't think they're in that, right? I mean, what does Steph Curry say? Like, I've never told you to do anything.
You're right.
For all these years, and now you might get LeBron, and we're starting to add. Well, we're going to trade for Bronny now. What we know, I'm putting words in his mouth. I'm just saying what I would think if I was Steph Curry. That I don't think that's where the organization is right now, Nick.
I agree with you completely, and Tim, I take it a step further in saying it would really surprise me if in the next few days that was the move that then happened. I think all along, and this dates back for months, if LeBron wanted to sign with the Warriors for $15 million, they were going to say, hey, sure, come on in. Like, but Anthony Davis with that contract and the potential of a new contract, and then Tim, Jimmy's contract would have to be included, as we know, and then you probably have to throw in something for the Wizards if they would even sign off on all this to take that. No. If Anthony Davis ends up on this team, that would be a pretty strong surprise for me. I'd say to what we're talking about, though, as far as what may happen here in the next few days and why it makes sense on top of the relationship that LeBron has developed with Steph and Draymond and Kerr with Team USA. Tim, the Warriors have the culture to take in somebody that has the star wattage of LeBron James. And there are not a lot of teams that can do that. You and I lived it firsthand in watching the Kevin Durant. I had a year, you had all three, but there are certain teams that have no chance in bringing in not just a personality, but somebody that brings that much attention day to day. So in that regard, I think the Warriors are a hell of a fit. The biggest question I would have for LeBron, and I would ask you as we're sitting here breaking down all these possibilities, is LeBron going to be comfortable coming to a team where he absolutely knows the personnel and knows the stars in play? But even now, Tim, I don't look at – you can add LeBron tomorrow. I don't think that the Warriors are a title contender, and that's where I kind of get stuck on, all right, the fit makes sense, and he would absolutely help them be better. I just don't think at this stage, if he really wants to try and at least attempt to win another ring, that this is the best opportunity for him.
I'd agree with that. Definitely, you know, the Spurs – would be the one, right? And they can kind of have the open, you know, starting spot. But, you know,
you really would fit on the spot.
Yeah, and plus Popovich, and, you know, you just, just – obviously he's not the coach there anymore, but he's still a guy
that around,
people
right.
revere, including LeBron. But I don't know that that's what the games the Spurs are playing right now. It just doesn't feel like it. You know, the Knicks, I think, would have been a huge, huge – option for him if they just hadn't won the championship, and they're up against some apron issues here, so I don't even think they could even offer the 15. You know, yeah, I agree. The Warriors would not be the number one. I want to go compete with the Thunder and the Spurs and the Knicks team to go to, but I don't know. That's exactly the whole thing. And I think if you're LeBron James, you probably think, you know what, if I end up with the Warriors, they are as good as those teams. Like, you know, we understand the competitive spirit with Steph Curry, with Draymond Green, with Jimmy Butler healthy. Now, you and I both can conclude it's probably not enough, but I don't think the Thunder and Spurs would be guaranteeing that if they end up playing the Warriors in a second-round series, yeah, right?
You know what cracks me up about exactly that is you and I are going to be sitting. Let's play this out, and LeBron becomes a Warrior. You and I will be sitting in that press conference room next year, and Steve Kerr and Steph Curry are going to have the same thing be saying the same thing, and they said it all throughout the beginning of last year. Just give us a chance.
Yep.
Just let us get there in the playoffs and give us a chance. If we're all healthy, we believe we're as good as anybody else on any given night. That's all well and good. I am certain that that will be the talking point if this all comes to fruition. It's just that I'm not sure – if you're the 10 seed and you're 37-45 and your superstar who's still awesome has a chronic knee issue, how LeBron at 41 is going to take you from, let's say, the 10 seed to much higher atop the Western Conference. But, Tim, I would go back to something I just read from one of my good friends and somebody you know well, and it's Dave McManaman, who's covered LeBron, you know, as closely as anybody not named Brian Windhorst at this point. And Dave said, through a source, and when it's in the LeBron camp, you know it's solid.
So, are you saying Dave's in the LeBron camp?
Yeah, I'm saying there's nobody I trust more when it comes to sources close to LeBron and his thinking. But I say that because what he said was, look, this is about happiness for LeBron. Mm-hmm.
Hey, y'all, it's Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. Ever order furniture online and wonder, what if? Like, what if it doesn't fit?
Little to the left. No, wait!
Yep, should have gone with Wayfair. Or what if it doesn't hold up?
That sofa was 4 days old.
Should have ordered from Wayfair. Or what if it's that material that makes that noise?
It was a sofa, I swear.
With Wayfair, there's no what if. Just style you love, quality you can trust, and furniture that actually fits your life. Visit Wayfair.com or download the Wayfair app.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. RealFacts 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus rex. And RealFacts 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
And if you're looking for basketball happiness, there's no better place in my mind than the Warriors, because any high-level star, I mean, even Kevin in the beginning had a lot of success. It kind of faded out in that last year. But everybody raves time and again about the culture that's in place, what Kerr and Steph have put together. So I have no doubt at this stage of his career that if you're coming somewhere to enjoy the game, it's not ring chasing, Tim. It's happiness chasing.
Oh, there we go.
If LeBron is looking for happiness, the Warriors provide the best place for that.
And one thing I talk, you know, obviously I worked in LA. I understand the Lakers situation. I haven't been around very much during LeBron era, but I certainly was around during the Kobe era. LeBron was fighting the Kobe specter the whole time while Kobe was alive. And then certainly after Kobe's tragic death, LeBron was never fully embraced by the Lakers populace. It was Kobe, Kobe, Kobe. And LeBron was kind of seen as a guy just moving in to try to win rings here. He did win one ring in a COVID year, but now then you have the Luka thing on top of that. I just think that we're pressing two kind of pressing things on him, and he's getting out of it. And maybe the Lakers helped him get out of it by saying, we're not paying you $52 million. With the Warriors, yes, you say there's Steph Curry there. That's what partly drove Kevin out. He was never going to be more, you know, in the spotlight than Steph Curry. Never could have, never would have, never should have. But I think that makes it clear for LeBron to come here, right? Like, of course it's the Steph Curry's team. What's Jimmy? That's all Jimmy says, right? Like, Jimmy Butler, who's had issues how many previous stops, Nick? I know, two or three at least. Like, I don't think there was a fondness for Karl-Anthony Towns when he was in Minnesota. No. And then we could go a few others. You know, he was headbutting with Pat Riley in Miami. There's going to be no issue, just like there was no issue for Jimmy Butler, in my opinion. Now, it's LeBron James, one of the greatest players of all time, so maybe there are some complications here that I'm not seeing. But I think he'd say, yeah, this is Steph's team. I'm just here to try to get another championship for ourselves and each go for number five. And I think there's some, I don't know, generational thing, or like you can just kind of not fight against everything when you know going in that's the situation and you're not trying to wrest the team from the shadow of Kobe Bryant. This is Steph's team. Durant thought he could. That maybe he had a right to think that, and it just never was going to happen. LeBron's going to come in like, and I think I flash back to the Olympics, that gold medal game, Nick.
Yep. Yeah.
What was it? You got Durant and LeBron standing over the side. And what's Steph doing? He's taking a shot. And
and he's making a ball.
Of course he's making it. But I remember I asked Steph that when he came to camp, like, what was, you know, happening there where you're covered and Durant and LeBron are standing over there. They might have been open. He goes, not might have been open. They were open.
Yeah.
And I still took the shot. I think just with that level of, I guess, peer, right? It's a peer relationship. And there was some hostility between the two for a while because they were at each other.
No question.
But it's matured. It's ripened. I'm thinking about ripened in terms of the grapes also, because I think that's going to help the wine tasting in Napa, which we know Draymond loves. Hasn't he based some, like, road trips on getting to Napa for a couple days. I think he has.
The Cavs, I know this because Dave's one of my closest friends. But, yeah, they used to be out in Napa for, like, a stretch, like 2 or 3 days. Yep. And you're going, oh, okay, like, that makes sense.
A really good practice facility out there or something? Yeah.
Anything's possible for a year. But, Tim, I think the word that we're getting at, especially when it comes to LeBron and Steph, is respect. Mm-hmm. That is so clear when you watch them interact, especially going back to the Olympics. But in the last few years, given what their shared history is and all those finals against each other, there's just a hell of a lot of respect. And I think it's important in the context of the LeBron potentially coming to the Warriors conversation. Steph sets the tone, and everybody else in the organization revolves around him. But I think it's fascinating, the Kevin part, because part of the reason I would think if you're LeBron, you feel comfortable that you can go and be whatever you'd like to be at this stage of your career, is that you watch Steph come in with Kevin and say, hey, Kevin, I'll take a back seat when needed. You know, you're incredible. And Kevin won 2 finals MVPs. They would have won 3 titles if he hadn't gotten hurt and Clay hadn't gotten hurt and things had changed at the end. But the fact that Steph allowed Kevin to come into his team and create his own kind of path for whatever he wanted it to be, it has got to be at least some kind of factor into LeBron's thinking of, yeah, I could go to the Warriors for a year and I could have success. But I know that Steph is not going to want to try to take anything away from me as I build out whatever my brief legacy out in the Bay could potentially be. So, again, it hammers home the point that the Warriors not only have been through this before, but they know how to deal with somebody of that stature and that magnitude. And I think there is a ton of respect that has been built up for 20-plus years between LeBron and Steph.
And also, it's not a question with the Warriors, and it's going to be a question with every other team. It just would, will be. Can the Cavaliers, who've won a lot of games but not a lot of playoff games, completely adjust to the LeBron thing? He's be going back to Cleveland. It would be LeBron's team in some ways. And would that disrupt things? Miami got Giannis. Like, what would the LeBron Giannis thing be like? And obviously, he's left there. Like, there could be, you don't know. I mean, maybe it could work, maybe it wouldn't. With the Warriors, I think there's a strong idea, a strong conclusion that it would probably work as best it would as it would anywhere else. And okay, let's go through the lineup. What would it look like? Right, you got obviously a starting lineup: Steph, unknown shooting guard, LeBron, Draymond, Porzingis. Is that what we're kind of looking at here? Shooting guard could be Pozemski.
I was going to say Pods.
Yeah, Jim. Like Pods for
at
now.
At least right now, I would say Pods probably is the other guy in there.
Yeah, and so, God, I don't even know. I think I might have got that wrong in the column I just filed, by the way. I think I forgot Pods in there. I think I just named him as a backup. Are we forgetting somebody? Jimmy Butler. Yeah,
He's healthy, but he won't be back for a while. And now Melton, you know, who knows?
Yeah, Jimmy. No, I didn't screw it up because I just projected that going into the playoffs. My bad. I'm sorry. I just went, whoa, did I get that wrong?
Hey, Tim, the Warriors would love nothing more than project that going into the playoffs.
Exactly.
Hey, everybody's good. Here's Jimmy and Steph and LeBron and Draymond. Let's go. You know,
get them going. That leaves a bench. Okay, we're saying that Jimmy and Moody are hurt for now. That means your bench, what, Guy Santos, Al Horford, Will Richard, Yaxel Lindenborg, Johnson, who they just drafted in the second round pick, so I don't know how much you can count on him. You're going to need some more players, right?
You definitely need Jay Jones. That's who you're thinking of.
No, Jones. Did I say Johnson? Yeah, Jones. My bad with the second round pick. I got to go to those summer league press conferences.
That's right. that's where the gold is, Mr. Kawakami.
Okay. Who else? What else do they need, Nick? How are they going to get it?
What you're going to do is you're going to say to anybody else out there, and I'm thinking of a guy from a couple years ago, not in that new deal, but a guy like Buddy Hield. Mm-hmm. Hey, Buddy, come in here, shoot some threes, have fun. We're not going to be able to pay you a lot right off the bat, but this is a hell of a good story, and the Bay is incredible, and live with the basketball Beatles for a year. You're going to go to every potential free agent veteran, although, God, Tim, how many times did you and I say they got to get younger? They got to get younger.
Now let's just get some old guys.
We're breaking down. Hey, here comes LeBron, and let's wait for Jimmy to get healthy. But what you're doing is you're saying to all those guys that are kind of debating between the same money or maybe you could take a little bit less here, you're saying this is the best situation for you. You will be seen and discussed, and everything can be in play, and you'll play with two of the greatest players who ever do it. So it reminds me a lot of, 10, 11 years ago, and I'm thinking of a guy like David West, and this may not be the perfect comparison, but hey, that was more of a ring chase. This is more of a, hey, we're creating basketball Shangri-La here. Yeah. Like, on one basket, there's LeBron, and on the other basket, there's Steph, and you're coached by Steve Kerr. Things could be way worse. So I think there would be plenty of guys who would show up, but this goes to what you're saying. The starting lineup, if they can stay healthy, great. We all agree it can be right there. Huge ifs, but sure. It's the depth where I start to go, you need guys who can still get to the rim and create for themselves, and that is not something that would be fixed all the way in what we're describing.
Also, first of all, I mean, Butler and Moody are not going to be there at the beginning of the season. Moody maybe for the entire season. So you're going to need guys who can play.
Yeah.
And how many guys can play back-to-backs? I mean, I keep asking the questions. I mean, again, I can't argue with adding LeBron James, but LeBron James and Al Horford and Kristaps Porzingis and Draymond Green and Steph Curry, they're not likely to be playing back-to-backs, right?
Tim, it literally, what you're saying is it's like the split squad team in spring training.
Yep.
It's like you've got your team that plays at home with the starters and the older guys, and then you've got the split squad team that when they take the two-hour bus ride down in Florida that the veteran guys don't want to be on. You might have one veteran. It might be Al's night. Al takes the bus ride down to Port St. Lucie, and you've got all these other younger guys around him like, all right, let's go play. But, absolutely, you sign LeBron James. But you and I watch way too many of those games where the vets just are not going to play all the time, and they're certainly not going to play on both ends of the back-to-back. So Kerr and his staff are going to have to get creative, but I would think they're going to have guys that you say, hey, on a regular night, you're going to play 15, 18 minutes. On the back-to-back night, you're going to play like 30-plus. And as we're saying this, I there's another point to this conversation. I think it's fresh in my mind because I have gone to those press conferences the last few days. But Yaxel better be ready to
play. Oh, Yaxel's playing. Yaxel's
going to play all the time. Yeah. Yeah. No matter
like what. Every position. He's playing every
he's all over the place.
Tonight, we need you a power forward. Tomorrow, we need you at three, and then you're going to play some two, and you got some center time coming up, Yaxel. Yes. You know what? I was thinking maybe you don't take him if you think you get LeBron, because that's the same position, and you got Draymond, and you've got, LeBron, and you might have Jimmy coming back, but, man, the fact that they keep saying how versatile he is, and I get it. Like, that's the 24-years-old thing helps, because you're just going to plug him in. Like, this is it. This is it's Yaxel's time, Nick Friedel. Like, it's going to be Steph's team, and except for 15 games a year, it's going to be Yaxel's team.
Yaxel Pajemski. Tim, whatever the size of that ego is coming in of winning a national title and you're the first round pick of the Warriors, oh my gosh, by the end of the year, if he stays healthy and produces, that guy's going to be like, I'm in this thing. It's Steph and Yaxel. That's the hierarchy here. I'll tell you this, though, and it's funny, anecdotally we're laughing, but I've been sitting there after those practices the last couple of days, and all of his new teammates are saying, I didn't realize he was this big. Hmm. I didn't realize he can defend up and down the floor in all these different positions that we're talking about. So they're describing him not like a rookie who hasn't been in the NBA yet. They're describing him with an awe of a guy who has already been in the league a few years and who they know has the talent to hit the ground running, which, of course, if you bring in LeBron with Steph and all the other pieces, you need somebody to do exactly that. So the Yaxel pick, while I think there was a lot of excitement and, hey, this kid can really help us right away, it becomes even more important in the wake of what this news could potentially be with LeBron.
He is going to play. Oh, my God, is he going to play? They need, like, two others, though, right? They need – and they don't have to be that high profile, but is Will Richard ready to play big minutes? He played well to start the season last year and then really faded. He's going to have to play. Guy Santos, I think, is good enough that we can just mark him in. He's going to play 15-minute games to 30-minute games, but he's solid. They know what they got with him. It was a good move to sign him to the extension that they did because they just got to lock in bodies at a decent number. Beyond that, I mean, I would say they could use somebody like DeAnthony Melton, but that's one point where I think it's like we just can't go with somebody that we're not sure is going to play more than 48 games. Right. Now, they're doing it with other players. You know, and Al Horford coming back was not their decision, was Al's, but they did do a 2-year deal with them. They just need guards and forwards who can play
and can score.
Can score for sure. Well, that's why, you know, you heard that little Anthony Simons bubble. Now, I don't think they can do it any. First of all, let's just say if it's not LeBron, they'll have that $50 million mid-level, and they could use that for someone like Anthony Simons. I think at this point it is LeBron, and then we'll see where they go from that. Somebody like Anthony Simons would not be terrible for them in any way, either way. Somebody who can score, someone who can punish defenses for triple team and stuff. That's been the huge issue, where they just have guys who cannot do that, who can't take three dribbles and get to the rim and finish. We got guys who pass the ball up, and I don't know, can you get those guys at minimums or $5 million a year or $6 million a year, which is what they're going to have to do. They will be, I would say, if they sign LeBron or anybody at the $15 million mid-level, they are hard capped at the first apron, which is 209. They are going to be, no matter how this works, they're going to be really close to that. Like, this is going to be a tightrope, and there might be some sacrifices for that. I think they can do it with Moses Moody, but there is a chance they just move Moses Moody for nothing. That's $12 million. That would give them a lot. They really like Moses. I don't think they want to do it. That is just one way. They can get to this number without that, but then do you have any flexibility to add players beyond that? I think that will be an interesting move. Or maybe you trade him for a younger player making $5 million and a pick. Right.
Right. And you clear out a little more space.
Yeah, you don't have to clear the whole thing. Again, I think they would be not love doing that. And it was going to cost them because obviously he's not going to play this year. But I could see, you know, it's a hard thing to have this many old players and two players who aren't going to play to start the season. Like, and one who probably not going to play the whole season. Like, that's tough. Like, that's so you start doing the math. What did Kerr talk about when he came back? We can't do this anymore. We can't have these, you know.
We need guys who can play back-to-backs. Yeah. Was like part of it.
And they don't have that. But
it's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
They can add players who can play. Maybe they can be really, really, really smart about when they play players and make sure they have a representative amount of top-line guys who are ready every night. Doesn't have to be the same guys, and it won't be the same guys. But how I go back to that. You got to be in the real world. You can talk about all your philosophies and all our new approaches, and if LeBron will come to you for $15 million, you have to be absolutely wide open to that, and you have to say, let's make this happen if you possibly can, and that's where they are. One part I do want to get into, this whole Jimmy Butler thing, I kind of got into it because I joked when he was at the IRN press conference that he's sitting next to Joe Lega for a huge sponsorship. They're not trading him. And people went crazy because they wanted to trade him for whoever. I think some of it was like some bonus or something. Like, is just not happening. Nope. It's just not the right value. They're not going to use him as just trade fodder. He's still somebody who means a lot to them. And maybe it's passed through their minds. If it's the way to get LeBron, you trade him for Anthony Davis. I don't think they're doing that. But I just want to underline, and you know this as well as anybody, Nick Friedell, they love Jimmy. They love everything he's brought to them. They love his attitude. They love the way he supported Steph. They love the way that he talks every day. That is a big thing. Like, he does every game he talks. They love the way that he brings a different element to them. They love every bit of it. And he's not a terrible signing because he did get hurt, but he's only through this year. It's not like they're on the hook to him for another 50, 60, 60, whatever. It's going to be an awful lot for them to move Jimmy Butler. I'm not saying it's impossible, but I think within this whole, I think maybe Rich Paul misunderstood a little bit how much they are attached to this guy, how much like it does hit their thing where they want to be known as a place where stars like it, where stars feel comfortable. And Jimmy is like completely like having blown up in his previous stops, Miami, which is thought to be a pretty player friendly place. And he can't wait to torch that place to get to the Warriors. And he's happy with the Warriors. That's important to them. And to trade him just as salary fodder when he's hurt, I don't think they want to do that. I just don't think that's where they're at. Doesn't mean it's impossible. I just think there is a misperception, I think, for it to get out as hot as it got yesterday, that they're absolutely shopping Jimmy Butler to get Anthony Davis. Like, I just don't think that was the correct perception, Nick. I just wanted to say that.
Tim, I agree with you, and I thought it was very important, and I know it was under the umbrella of this big corporate jersey patch announcement. The fact that Jimmy, of all people, was sitting there on that stage with Joe Lacob, and he said what he said, because Tim, for those that didn't see the comments that day, what he said was, this Warriors organization is the best I've ever been a part of. And look, I mean, you talked about all the blowups. I've literally lived it with Jimmy in all these stops in Chicago and in Minnesota and for a couple seconds in Philly and then in Miami and all the Heat fans when I was typing out the quotes and saying what I saw, they're all like, oh, he always says this. That's how it always goes with Jimmy. I'm just telling you, I've been around him since the night he got drafted in the league. He wouldn't say that unless he believed it. And can things change? Sure. Jimmy Butler knows full well that the NBA, above all else, is a business. But Mr. Kawakami, I just couldn't agree with what you're saying anymore, because I would be surprised if Jimmy was the one that got moved, because I think there's a very large amount of mutual respect between the Warriors and how Jimmy went about his business, and Jimmy having a respect for how this team operates, how they spend money, and how they treat him day to day. And I think that's crucial in trying to figure out what's going to happen, not only in the next few days, but moving ahead. I'd also say, Tim, I think Jimmy becomes, if he does stay, a gigantic part to the end of next season, because you're then completely banking on how do you keep Steph and LeBron healthy. And, oh, by the way, Jimmy's going to come back and do whatever he does as he recovers from an ACL. Do I think that's enough to get them through and beat the Thunder and Spurs? Absolutely not. But it absolutely is going to put some fear into whomever they may play if they can get into the playoffs and give themselves a chance. So the Jimmy part of this is a fascinating layer to what's going on. But he has said it. His agent, Bernie Lee, has said it. The Warriors have said it. Everybody said, we're going to support Jimmy. Jimmy's going to be here. We believe in him. And I'd be surprised if that gets deviated at all.
Yeah, I kind of was joking with a person with the Warriors the other day, saying, well, you know, what Jimmy wants is another contract. And they're like, he hasn't asked. They're like, really, it hasn't come up. So, yes, will Jimmy want another contract? I'm sure he does. That's what's generally kind of caused a lot of his other problems at other places, certainly in Miami.
The money is the respect for Jimmy,
too. But, like, I think he understands that the Warriors did not have to give him that 2-year extension when they did. Really was a 1-year extension because there was an option involved, but still, it's a lot of money. And I don't think he's, you know, maybe if he doesn't get hurt, it's different. Maybe we hear more this offseason about getting himself a long-term deal. But I don't think they're giving him one right away, obviously, since the injury only underlines that. But what I've heard is, like, he has not asked. He has not been agitating for one, certainly not with us publicly, and apparently not privately. I think he will get one if all goes well with his comeback and they play well, but that's not guaranteed. I don't think they're guaranteeing him anything other than they really like him. And having him, I guess maybe fans don't understand what it means to have a player at a huge sponsorship event sitting near the owner. That's, teams don't do that lightly, and players don't do that lightly. I go back to when the Warriors announced that they're going to build a Piers 3032. They didn't end up doing it, but it was a huge. They got the commissioner out there, Nick, on a freaking plane. They got Ahmad Rashad out there on a freaking plane. And who was the player up there? It was David Lee. And, yes, they ended up trading, moving on from David Lee, but they weren't going to do it for quite some time after that presser, I'll tell you that.
Well, Tim, now I'm cracked up because I remember being at some kind of event right when I got to the Bay the first time, and they had Kevin Durant dressed up in a construction helmet. And
oh, I was at that, yes.
Yeah, you and I were both there. Yeah. And he's literally with the shovel digging the dirt in the ground with you know, Rick Welts and whoever else was out there in that moment. So that kind of stuff does mean something. And I'd also add, for those that didn't see, Sportico reported that the jersey patch deal with this this AI company, Iron, it is worth over $50 million a year to the Warriors. So to understand the business element to all this and who is representing the team on the stage, that shows you what's kind of behind this.
Large, large, large deal. Large deal. You don't get Joe Lacob to do an event for a piddling deal. This is freaking a monster deal. It's one of their biggest deals, you know, in years. Obviously, Chase Center being the biggest, but Rakuten was really big, and that's now no longer going to be the jersey patch. It's now Iron, and that is huge. And Iron's on the floor at Valkyries games, right? You'll see that logo on the free throw line at Valkyrie. So this is a big deal. So I just mentioned that because, again, I joked about it when it was happening, but seriously also, and fans just went crazy. It's like, of course they're going to trade Jimmy. No, this is not where they're at. It's just not where they're at. I think Jimmy knows that. Again, it's reality. You can always, something always could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not what they're thinking. It's not what they're planning. And that's why the Anthony Davis thing just, I think, kind of took them a little bit by surprise. It's like, what? Like, you know, we're all going to take it seriously because it's Shams reporting it. And Shams is great. No shade on him. I'm just saying the Warriors are just kind of going, okay, what? You know, it wasn't, yeah, we're in the middle of this. Maybe it'll happen, maybe it won't. They were not that position whatsoever. And we say all that. They could do it all in 20 seconds. Who knows? But that's the Nick Friedell and Tim Kawakami view of this at, 3 o'clock with France up 1-0 on Sweden. That says I'm kind of monitoring that thing too. This has completely ruined my viewing of the World Cup.
Tim, oh my gosh. Yeah. When you sent that tweet out the other day, I was like, I am with you. And the World Cup.
The one game I wanted to see was Japan-Brazil. That's the one game I wanted to see.
It's all on the back burner now, baby. Nope. But I want to throw this out there, and it's a nice close for where we're at. I think as you and I have had this conversation right now, LeBron could come to a team in the Warriors that is now not expected to do, you know, that much. It's literally like, hey, let's just go have some fun and see what happens. Like, there's always going to be the spotlight and there's always going to be the attention. I mean, nobody's going to walk into next year going, oh, this Warriors team, they're going to be at the top of the West. No, this is, hey, I'm going to go potentially play with my friends. I'm going to enjoy this. And if we can somehow stay healthy going into the playoffs, well, then, hey, we might be something that I have never gotten to experience in my career. And that is the underdog. And it's hilarious to think the Warriors are potentially an underdog. But, Tim, if LeBron makes this happen and Steph can stay healthy and here comes Jimmy in, you know, February or whenever he were to come back, it would be sure as hell a lot of fun to see how that unfolds.
I can remember going when they acquired Chris Paul, going, I don't even know what it's going to be like with Chris Paul in that locker room. What's it going to be like with Steph and Draymond and Chris Paul? Got through that. It was fine. Then it's like, what's Jimmy Butler going to be like in that locker room? Got through it. Very interesting. What's LeBron James going to be like? Where are they going to put him? Yaxel already said that he's in the locker next to Steph. Obviously, you can move it around there. Then that's a pretty loaded side because it's Steph and Draymond and Pajemski. And then you've got Jimmy on the end of the other side. I'm into this locker stuff because it's relationships, it's balance, whatever. I guess LeBron goes over there somewhere, right? LeBron and Jimmy on that side.
Personalities that we're describing. God, this is why this team is what it is every day. This team, with or without LeBron, but with LeBron, oh my God, they're going to do laps around everybody else in the league as far as general interest day to day goes.
We're going to get some reporters here from national sites. We went through that a lot, and then all of a sudden didn't, but. Maybe not the same guy who was at the Washington Post back then, but
an NBA executive now.
Eastern Conference executive said, no, wait a minute. All right. With that, no Marcus Thompson. Sorry, we couldn't bring him to you. The scheduling was off, but we felt we had to deliver this to you. And there will be more to come. More to come. Fascinating times. And hey, Nick, something that we've been talking about for months has come to pass. At least the Warriors are right there for LeBron James. Sometimes it works out that way. And, you know, sometimes reporters who do like to look ahead get criticized for throwing out stuff like that. I tend to do it a lot. It doesn't always happen, but this is why you do it, because it could happen. And if it gets to this point, how did it get here? Well, this is how it got here. All the things that we've been talking about for weeks and all the things we talked about today. All right, Nick, thanks. This is the show for today. see you guys, I'm sure, in maybe just a few days as the NBA free agency heats up and LeBron James and the Warriors probably are going to get together at some point, at least for a conversation, and we'll see where our heads from there. All right, see ya.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Milo's Rewards or a Milo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.